Lord, we thank you from all our heart. Thank you for your living word. Thank you that it can speak to us this morning and open our eyes. Lead us into the experience that you have a holy people, a holy, a kingly priesthood. Praise the Lord. It's so good that the Lord prepares us for his coming in these days. If you prepare for something, you have to know what's coming. You don't look back to prepare for something, but you look forward. And the Lord, when he's coming, the overcomers, they shall reign with Christ and serve him as priests. That's what we look toward. That's our goal. And still, we also look back into the old covenant. Why? It's not going back that we start following Jewish traditions, but we want to prepare for the coming of the Lord. But based on the shadow in the old covenant, we can see what it means today to serve God as priests. That's how we can understand what it means to be holy, especially the consecration that we had fellowship this morning. It's such a precious chapter. We only made a little dent into this part. You have to read it often and put it into your heart. And because we also want to experience this consecration and be fully sanctified for God. Many Christians on the soul in this world, they pray, your name be sanctified. And I often ask myself, what does that mean, your name be sanctified? When you look at the priesthood and the consecration, what does it mean to sanctify his name? The priests, they carried God's name. Yeah, before the people, the priests were the people of God. When the priests weren't holy, and when they despised God's name, then God judged, and it was not a small thing, because they represented God. They were showing him. And yesterday we had Malachi 1, where they said, oh, God said, let's shut the door in the temple. So they gave the leftovers to God. Yeah, at work, we wouldn't dare to do that. This week, I had an experience in this direction. I had to send something to my boss, and there was a deadline. And I thought, oh, it's not that important. I can still do it tomorrow. And next morning, I got the admonishment. My boss wrote me. What happened? It was such an admonishing to me, not just from my boss, but also from my Lord. And I kind of didn't hold up my boss. I didn't appreciate him very much. But how much more for the priest serving the holy God and come near to him? We can't afford to just bring him anything or just serve him anyway. And the most important thing is for the priest is to be holy. He stressed that so many times. The covenant with Levi, it said we should pursue holiness. It's really a pursuing. All things that are spiritual, you don't get them automatically, but you have to pursue them. and especially the holiness. When your eye leads you to sin, what did the Lord say? Oh, it doesn't matter. Everybody, it happens to everyone. He said, pull it out. That's pursuing. You really take it seriously. And you judge it. And you put your hand on the sin offering. It's not enough to say, Lord, you died for me, and I believe that. Oh, it's not that bad. That's how you can't be free for the sin. You have to put your hand on the head of the sin offering, that you can be freed from the cause of sin, the root. And sanctification, it's being separated for God. The priests were in the 7 days of consecration. They couldn't just be in the morning at the altar, and in the afternoon they go off doing something else. They drink coffee and go play soccer. But they had to stay 7 days in the holy place. They had to be separated for God completely. What does that mean for us? Does it mean we shouldn't go to work? Or go to the Swiss mountains? And just stay there until the Lord comes? Do you think that works? Then you're completely dead. Better not. Oh, Lord. That's why we need the process of consecration in reality. It's not an outward, I do something, I stop doing something, or I go somewhere and it's a holy place. Daily, we're busy with so many common things, especially since we have a daughter. There's so many daily things we need to do. But how can I serve there as a priest? If I think in my head, I'm being a priest means bringing my offering on Sunday. What about the rest of the week? If we say we're priests, it doesn't matter if I'm at home doing something or at work. I serve God as a priest. I'm consecrated. To get there, to have such a holy life, although I'm busy with common things, that's where the Lord wants to lead us to be kings and priests. How does that work? Swiss mountains don't work. But what did God say? We just heard about the sin offering at the consecration. There was a huge sin offering that can really free us. But then God also gave them, prescribed them some food. God prescribes them food. That's so good. Like a doctor prescribes something to the patient. If you do that, if you eat that, you will heal. I don't mean pills, but I mean healthy food. And that's how God prescribed them food. It was not about them starving. But the Lord would take care of us when we serve Him. He would give us everything we need. That for sure. But this food, it's not just to survive, but it has an effect in us. This priestly food should sanctify us, should through and through sanctify us. Because being holy doesn't just mean I'm pure. That's part of it. When all sin is gone, and or the bad thing, gone, I'm pure. But holy is even more. Holy is the nature of God. God is holy. And His nature, that's this holiness. If I just lock myself up and read the Bible, then I'm holy, am I? Maybe I don't do bad things, but it doesn't mean I'm holy. I need just nature from God. How does He give it to you? How can you gain it? He prescribed this food to them. God's holy nature we get through the food. And He had this food that was for God, of the sacrifice, of the offerings. They are burned for God. They are His food. And of these offerings, He took part of it and said, I'll give it to the priests. That's precious. That's wonderful. That's truly the best food. That's the healthiest and best food. It was God's food. And Adam, He gave you part of it. And that's why we should eat it. That's why we shouldn't just eat cheap food. Among God's people, there's just any food out there that doesn't make you healthy and holy. On YouTube, you can consume so many things. Are you in the end holy? You're rather confused after that. Oh Lord, the food that makes you holy is what comes from the altar. The food from the offerings of God. He doesn't want us to serve Him anyway, but how He wants us to serve Him. One chapter that really describes that is Leviticus 10. We spoke about Nadab and Abihu yesterday. They were consecrated as priests to God. And they brought the first offerings. But then they brought strange fire. And God really judged this strongly. So fire went out from Him and devoured them, because He is a holy God. In Acts 5, there something similar happened. The priests of the new covenant started developing. The church was there. And Ananias and Sapphira came and lied to the Holy Spirit. And God really judged this. And in the end, the church feared God. That is healthy. That we respect the holiness of God in the church. Aaron had four sons, and two died just then. Yeah, for sure he wasn't happy about that. But he wasn't allowed to go away. I was surprised. He wasn't allowed to leave his service to grieve. In Leviticus 10:6, and Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, do not uncover your heads, nor tear your clothes, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled. For 7, you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. It shows this consecration that we just quickly heard about. It's something very deep. It's deeper than the own family. You would think, oh, these were his sons. Yeah, just give him a break. It's nothing bad to grieve. But it shows it was deeper than his family. That's how the Lord wants us to serve him as priests today. Sometimes you have things that are very deep and important to you. Oh, it's my family, I have to do that. Or if there's a decision. That was a really difficult situation. That's not happening every day. But the consecration was on him. It was higher than anything else. And that's what the Lord wants. If we're consecrated to the Lord as priests, then that's more important than everything. Even your family, your children. And we trust in the Lord. And we trust him that he will give everything else. He will take care of your family, for sure. But such thing, you will not understand if you haven't experienced this consecration. And when you have that consciousness, I belong to him. You quickly sing that, oh Lord, you redeemed us and we belong to you. Imagine you are in this situation. That's where it's being tested. Yeah, do I decide for him? Am I consecrated to him? Or is it just the knowledge in your head? And what's the response of God? That's what we should learn from. In verse 9, the Lord answered Aaron, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. And verse 10, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy. The answer corresponds with eating and drinking. Maybe they were intoxicated. And he said, you shouldn't drink that you may not die. In verse 12, Moses added, and Moses spoke to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons who were left. They were the ones left over. They should learn from that. And he said, take the grain offering that remains of the offerings made by fire to the Lord and eat it without leaven beside the altar. That's God's wisdom. Amen. For it is most holy. Yeah, take the grain offering. He doesn't tell them, oh, understand something again. Oh, you didn't get it first time. But he said, take this grain offering and eat it. For it is holy, most holy. They should eat this food that makes them holy, that strengthens them to serve, even in this difficult situation. How can they stand fast? How can they be strong? Only if they eat this offering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take the grain offering that remains of the offerings, but they should not eat it at home in the evening, but they should eat it at the altar. Oh Lord, that's where it's good for us. If the Lord speaks and gives light, we should not deal with it in an old way. Oh, just I write it down and I'll talk with it about the Lord. But I take it right away and eat it and cast out the leaven. Do it right away. Yeah, for it is most holy. And you shall eat it in a holy place. because it is their due. Amen. And your sons do. That's so much about holy written and holy place, and they should eat it unleavened. And then it continues. Yeah, it is your due and your sons do. And in verse 14, it doesn't stop. The breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering, you shall eat in a clean place. Yeah, it is your due, it says again. God has given this food to sanctify our walk. And then in Leviticus 11, it continues, what is clean food, unclean food? And in the end it says, you should distinguish between the two so that you may be a holy people for the Lord. He gets a holy people, not by having a table with one side. That's what you should do and not do. That's only a commandment that you can put up on the wall. It does not save your inner parts. It doesn't make you holy in your whole being. But he gives us food that we should eat. Praise the Lord. And it's astonishing that he only not just speaks about the unleavened bread, but also about the breast of the wave offering in order to separate ourselves for the Lord. We don't do it out of duty, but it should be out of love to the Lord. If you eat this breast and you experience the love of the Lord, you gave yourself fully for me. How we sing that. And I'll say, Lord, I'm willing to separate myself for you and to sanctify myself. Praise the Lord for the breast of the wave offering. If it is just duty, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. But my heart, I really would like to do it. Then what do you need? You need to eat the breast. Then your love for the Lord is lacking. Oh, Lord, that's why he prescribed the breast of the wave offering. And then the thigh, that we can be strengthened, that we can overcome, not just barely, but Lord, I'm fully for you. It doesn't, I don't care about these things. Holy to the Lord is really balanced. The bread, the thigh, the breast, it's such a holy food. It's not just, oh, I'm so holy, no one can come close to you. It's being like the Lord. The Lord was holy on this earth. And God wants to make us like that, and to give us this food. And now we understand why 1 Thessalonians 5, it's a very well-known verse. Now we understand why it says about the God of peace may sanctify us, you, from the peace offering. Yeah, the peace offering has the breast and the thigh. That's the due of the priests of the peace offering and also of the consecration offering. Moses, they got the breast and the thigh. That's why Paul said he was thinking about the peace offering. Yeah, the God of peace. In verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And what do you need? You need the peace offering. The unleavened bread, a whole basket, the breast and the thigh. And that's how we can be sanctified completely, our whole walk. Praise the Lord. Let us continue to eat this food in the church. I quickly, Hebrews 13:10. Before that, it talks about different doctrines that also have an effect. They don't root you, but they confuse you. But then in verse 10, it says, we have an altar. Was Paul in the Old Testament? He says, we have an altar. Aussie, do you have in Toronto an altar? Yeah, amen. We have an altar in Zion from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For him, this altar was so present in the church. And as priests, when they touched death, they couldn't eat. But when they sanctified themselves, they had a right to eat from this altar. That was their due. And this right we have to take to be sanctified completely in all our being and walk. It's not just the feast meeting holy, but our whole walk. Even if I'm at home, or even among your colleagues. That's why I need this food from the altar. And then Revelation 22, this altar will not disappear. In Revelation 22, you will see that the river of water of life goes from the throne, and there's the tree of life on the right and left. And then in verse 14 in Revelation 22 and verse 11, and is those who are righteous, let him be righteous still, and who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. And verse 14, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. And I thought, well, why does it say right to the tree of life? I thought there's access to the tree of life. It's free. The curtain is has been ripped. But what does this word of right to the tree of life? It's this right of the priests to eat of the altar, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. That's a food that really sanctifies you. When we talk about the eating of the Lord, we don't just talk about to repeat some verses and be joyful about it. In 1 Corinthians 10, it talks about the spiritual rock that followed them, and they ate the same food and drank the same water. But what happened to them? What did they do after? They made a golden calf, and they complained against God. So many things. The priestly food was missing, and the Lord wants to bring us onward. We can enjoy much in the Word and be happy about it, but I have to pay attention to, Lord, I want to truly eat it, that it will have an effect in me. And there were many who enjoyed the word with us and ate it up and down. But did it have an effect in me? Did it sanctify me? that I serve him as priest? Or was I just happy about the latter? But the Lord wants to bring us to this altar, that it works in us, and that he can have a holy priesthood and a holy people. And that's even in the New Jerusalem, that we may have a right to the tree of life and enter the gates.